and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Living in Florida, let me tell you, we are faced with dehydration challenges almost all year round. It's a big issue because it's hot a lot. Carolina, I want to know, what price do we really pay as adults and children for not properly hydrating when we're dehydrated? Big issue, I think, for most people.
It is a big issue. You're right. And there's a lot of these. I'm going to go through them pretty quickly because I want to get to the solutions for you. But a lot of these things that I'm going to talk about, you may not relate them to dehydration. So something like, for example, muscle cramps, that's an easy one. A lot of us know that especially if you're practicing a sport, we see it all often at the football games here in Florida. The visiting team, maybe from Nebraska, they're all on the sideline with muscle cramps, you know, because the heat got to them. They're not used to it, and they're having muscle cramps because of dehydration. You really got to start hydrating days before the game, and most times the muscle cramps directly related to dehydration. That's an easy one. Something that's not very intuitive, for example, is dry skin. Some people may associate dry skin with a rash or some kind of reaction to something. But a lot of time, people, when they're really dehydrated, they can have really dry skin, which is kind of a double whammy because it's really hard to then hydrate when you have a dry skin. So you kind of have to hydrate from the inside and the outside at that point. Another one is bad breath. Believe it or not, a lot of people fight bad breath with those mouth solutions, but dehydration can prevent your body from making enough saliva. And so when you don't make enough saliva, I mean, this is so gross, it gets me yucky just to talk about it, but basically the little you have sits in your mouth and it smells. So there's a huge... I know, it's horrible. Our saliva is antibacterial. So if you don't have enough of it, guess what's growing in your mouth? Bacteria. So really scary.
We just learned so much. Let me just stop here for a second, Carolina, because I think it's hilarious that if you want to win the game, then you definitely make sure that the opposing team does not hydrate. I love that image of all the opposing team sitting on the sidelines being in trouble because they can't move because they're so dehydrated. And again, hydration has to start not just before the game or not just before your whatever activity you have. It's an ongoing need all the time. So how do we best hydrate ourselves?
And it's just like when you're going in an airplane, too, because it's so dry in the airplane. It's not just drinking water right before you get in the flight. You should really start hydrating a little bit extra 24 hours ahead of time to kind of make up for that. The last couple I'll just go through super quick because they are very, they're probably the more important ones, is headaches. A lot of people suffer from migraines and headaches that are really could be solved with hydration. So just think of that if you're one of those. Do a double check on how much water you're getting. And then the last one, and probably my favorite, is food cravings, especially for sweets. It's amazing. If you're really craving sweets, drink a large glass of water and wait another 10 minutes and kind of double check your cravings again. But for some reason, or a really salty snack or really, really sweet snack, so that can be directly related to dehydration. So anyways, because basically your body's experiencing some difficulty producing glycogen because of the lack of water. It's a really long process. I won't go through it. But end of story is you may actually be craving sweets if you're dehydrated. So
interesting
and good to know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So just a glass of water will take care of a lot. But water is the best source for hydration. Our body's mostly made of water. 70%+ of our body is water. So we need to keep hydrating or feeding it with that liquid. But what if we want a little taste of that water? What are some good recipes for that?
Like you said, drinking is what we often associate it, but you can actually eat a lot of water. And we think of that when we eat watermelon because it's in the name.
Oh, yeah.
right? But for example, we have a hydration salad recipe on our website that is a huge winner for summertime, especially for picnics. Basically, you just take one of those melon cutters that you can do the little lemon balls, or you can do cubed. I like to do the balls. I think it's really cute. And you just mix up melon, cantaloupe, watermelon, cucumber, and then you squeeze some lemons and a tiny bit of salt up of it, and it makes this, we call it hydration salad. And it's delicious. It's really, really great for refreshment, but also provides a ton of water. And because you're using fruits and some vegetable in the cucumber, you're also getting some of the electrolytes from all those fruits and vegetables that are going to help with the absorption of water, the uptake of water, and hydration. So that's a really fun one and easy one to make at home.
Well, you talked about electrolytes. Electrolytes are minerals. No, they were not created by Gatorade. They are actually minerals. So the minerals are in all that fruit that you're eating. And you can add fruit to water. Yeah. That's where I was sort of going with to give water some flavor. We have some wonderful recipes for doing that. Why don't you share one or two of those if you have a minute?
Yeah, sure. We have one of my favorites is just our lime mint water, which is just what it is. It's some mint leaves, and you can crush them a little bit and add juice of a lime to a large glass of water with ice. And it's very refreshing. It's delicious. You can add a little bit of a sweetener if you would like, but really I like to just drink it plain. Another one of our favorites, and probably more a little bit on the sweeter side, is the pineapple mint refresher. And that one is just 100% pineapple juice, and again, fresh mint leaves and a handful of ice. And you can use one of those immersion blenders, or you can just crush some ice and mix it by hand. And it's so refreshing and it's so hydrating. Again, you're talking about electrolytes coming from natural sources like fruits. So it can do the double duty of hydration and also electrolyte replacement for you. So those two are fun ones. We also have a recipe for a homemade. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I just remember you did a sports drink. So is that
Yeah.
where you're going? Because instead of going and spending all that money on stuff that is not necessarily great for you, you created a wonderful sports drink recipe.
Yeah, because those that you can buy at the stores, they most often come with a lot of food coloring, which is one of the things we avoid at all costs. So, and a lot of added sugar. So you can find lots of sports drinks recipes online. This one was one that I actually Kid Critic taste tested. So kids, 7 out of 10 kids said yes, they liked it and they drank it. And it's super easy to make. You're going to get a little bit surprised at what goes into it. But it's water, maple syrup, salt, and then cranberry juice and lemon. But the combination of those gives you about the same electrolyte mix as you would find in Powerade or Gatorade. And it's a nice, tangy, sweet flavor. Kids really identified with it and really liked it. And you can make a big batch and kind of have it good for the whole weekend kind of thing to get you through all your kids' sporting events. So the recipe is on our website, and that's Kid Critics, spelled with 2 K's, kidcritics.org, and it's called Sports Drink. And I'll post it on our social media as well. So if everyone wants to check it out, just go on our Facebook page.
Yeah, that sounds delicious, and it's a combination I don't think any of us would have thought of, so thank heavens you did, and it's nice. It's certainly just delicious. Okay, well, other than infusing water, which how often, or give us a wind-up on how to hydrate, keep our bodies hydrated.
Yeah, well, I'll do this. I'll finish up with just double check. If you want a quick test to see if you're hydrated, try the skin test, which is just 2 fingers. You grab a roll of skin on the back of your hand kind of thing, and you pull the skin about half to, just like a half an inch up or a little bit up, and let go of the skin. The skin should spring back to normal in less than a couple of seconds. If it doesn't, it could be dehydration. Or the other one, check your urine. If it's really, really dark, it's because you haven't been drinking enough water. So those are some quick ways to check if you're dehydrated, and you can check your kids as well. For more from us, remember, you can always visit our webpage, and that's kidcritics.org, spell the 2 K's. Listen to us on radiomd.com and find all our podcasts there. In the meantime, stay well.